friends, welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls.
Ooh.
How you doing?
Good. We have an in-studio audience today, guys.
Woo.
Alex is here. She's off camera. She's hanging out. It's like we're the Ellen show.
I'm Ellen, and you're
the guest. Whoever the hell that is. Oh, no. We'll be Jimmy Fallon, and I'll be that guy with the glasses. Who's that other guy?
Oh, Higgins?
Yeah.
That's you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be Higgins, and you'll be Jimmy Fallon.
Well, no one likes Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, well.
No, I'll be Jimmy Fallon, and then you be Questlove.
Okay. Deal. And the Roots.
Yeah.
I'm Questlove. All and of the Roots. Yeah. Anyways, what's going on with you?
Man, what a week, huh? I finally got to watch...
What happened this week? Oh, shit. I worked so much this week. That's why Alex is here, by the way, y'all. She's down from Canada.
But I was literally thinking about my emotional support animal services were heavily used this week. I'm tired.
They totally were. Everyone was my emotional support animal.
I know.
It's so funny because when we did TikTok in the mix in Arizona back in December, Dayson was like, "You don't need me for that, right?" And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And then she was like,
"Oh, to go to Arizona?"
Yeah, to go to Arizona. And I was like, "What are you talking about?" She was like, "Well, like, you know, if you don't need me there, I don't have to go." And I was like, "Shut up.
Pack a bag.
You're fucking going.
You're going."
Yeah.
And it was really fun.
It was honestly a blast.
It was a blast.
We had so much fun on that trip.
And we were there for like just the right amount of time.
Yeah.
Same with South Carolina. I was like, "I don't want to be here any longer than I need to be." I'm trying
to If I could have done a round trip, I would have.
Like, we should look into that, though, where we land, you do the thing, and then we go home the same day.
I want the planes, like, sitting idly in the air and waiting for me.
And then you hop back on.
Yeah. Then they just, like, drop one of those ladders, and I hang on to it, like Tom Cruise.
And then you wave goodbye. Yeah. And then I'm holding the bottom of it like Captain America when he's trying to keep the helicopter. That's my job, is to hold the plane to the ground.
Dude, when I watched that, I was like, that looks kind of real.
I think you were saying that you thought he looked good.
No. I just thought it looked real, and then I thought, is that humanly possible? I was like, no way his fucking arm would rip off.
Unless. Oh my gosh, speaking of that, I'm so excited for the what's it called? The new Fantastic Four.
Oh yeah. Cousin.
Cousin's in it. Pedro Pascal.
Do you think he gets tired of being called Cousin?
No, I think he thinks it's funny.
I love it.
I told you I watched him do like a backstage interview at Barclays Center. He was like, because he grew up in New York, so he's like a huge basketball fan. I don't know what the fuck they do there. And they were like, it's like the Barclays
Center. Whatever kind of fucking sports going on in there.
He was there. And they were like,
it's literally an indoor basketball arena.
I don't know. How many times have we been in New York? I don't think I've ever seen Madison Square Garden. I'm convinced it doesn't exist.
For a second, I thought you meant Times Square. And I was like, we've been there 1,000 times.
Dude, speaking of Times Square, I watched my vlog.
No, wait. Madison Square Garden, we drove past. Remember on the way home from the Forbes party when we were all drunk in the car?
I was really drunk. That's why I don't really remember. Yeah.
Remember I rolled the window down because I was feeling sick because I was drunk.
Yeah.
And then,
like always.
As per usual. Mm-hmm. Unlike you, I don't make it everybody else's problem.
What do you mean?
When you're like, I'm going to throw up. By everyone, I mean me.
Okay. You do the same thing to me, too?
The amount of... Dayson, no, I do not. You just don't see me anymore. I disappear.
Oh, you mean when I'm drinking?
Yeah.
I don't want... The only time I remember doing that, I was like recently, was the People's Choice Awards.
Yeah, that was the last time we drank.
Yeah, but I haven't done it before that.
Dayson, we just said you did it to me in New York.
Oh, I did. You're right. It's because I forget to eat before
you
we
did,
go.
You did it to me in Arizona.
It's honestly Adam's fault. Adam didn't go to the People's Choice Awards. It's his fault because he'll be like, let's have a champagne drinking contest. Why? And I always go, okay. And then I always get sick. I fall for it every time.
Yeah, but she's like, Dayson does this shit where she'll be drinking and having a good time. And then she'll be like, and then she's super silent. And she'll turn to me. She'll be like, I'm going to be sick. And then she turns forward. And I'm all, no, you're not. You're fine. And she goes, yeah, you're probably right. That happens every time.
But at the People's Choice, that one was like, I was like, no, I have to throw up. Like, it's bad.
You and me both.
But then I drank a lot of water and I was fine. Woo.
I remembered some other things that I talked about when I was there. And I was like, uh-oh.
Where?
At the People's Choice Awards. Like, it's coming back to me in pieces.
I know. I thought of one, too, because we went to dinner with Teffy and Davis and their publicist.
Yeah.
That's where I was telling Drew, I have to throw up.
Yeah.
I remembered this week when I was in the shower that Sammy Hinrati walked by.
Yes.
And I'm obsessed with her. She's on Shameless.
We love her.
And obviously Yellow Jackets, which I've talked about on here before. And I told her, dude, I watched the show after I met you because I always wanted to watch it. And then I was like, I just met one of the girls. Might as well watch it.
Yeah.
And she asked me, who's your favorite characters? I couldn't remember any of their names. And I go, the gay ones. I like those ones. I know one's named Van, and then what's the other one? She's like, oh, Thaisa. And I go, yes. And I go, I told her, and I hate Shauna. And I told her, even more than I hate Misty. Misty's really scary, and that's her character.
I was so social at that event, and that's how you know I was fucked up.
I know.
And I'm not, like, shy at all. I just, like...
Don't talk to people if you don't feel like
it. Yeah. I just feel like we're all here.
Anyways. Yeah, I do that a lot. So what? You do stuff to me, too.
Yeah.
That I have to deal
yeah.
with.
No, I know. I just, like, whenever we're drinking, I just know you're going to say that to me at least once.
But sometimes I don't, so...
If you can, name me one time where you were absolutely fucked up around me.
My birthday wasn't fucked up. Is that what you're talking
exactly.
about?
Exactly. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that was.
No, I didn't say every time we drink. I said every time we get drunk.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Sure. Okay.
Okay. You got me there.
That is not a crime.
Wait, tell him your Donnie story.
Oh, dude. Okay. So, my brother.
Hot off the press. Yeah, this just happened last night.
This is a Donnie Dumps exclusive.
Everybody loves a Donnie story on this.
Because
pod.
It's the most like little brother shit and everyone knows what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So, okay. So if one thing about Donnie, we didn't even really talk about that this with when he was on our episode.
Wait, can I say really quick?
Go ahead.
Someone commented on the clip I posted of the sports announcer bit. I'm glad you all loved that as much as we did. Uh-huh. They wrote, this was Donnie to your mom when he was getting criticism about his comedy routine.
Commercial.
Get it!
So he is obsessed with chocolate. And like one thing about him, like he doesn't give a fuck what kind of day he's having. He has to end the day on a sweet treat note.
A day or every meal?
No, it's just the end of the day for the most part.
Sure.
But he has to have dessert. It's like an addiction at this point.
I mean every time.
Every meal. He has to end. No, well, okay.
Lunch and dinner.
No, because he knows he can only have dessert once a day. We've had to instill rules. So he knows it's dinner. He gets a dessert after.
Okay, well, we've negotiated him down to once a day.
Once a day. So he has had, because it was Valentine's Day, and then when we came back from London, we always buy him chocolates if we travel places.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's had
he's eaten like a king.
Yeah, a never-ending supply. And he knows you can only have four, and then that's enough. And it makes me laugh because when I was little and we'd eat Oreos, my mom would be like, you can only have four. So I've always instilled that number.
We have to do that with him. You guys do not understand.
Yeah, he'll eat the whole thing. And then you know what's crazy? He doesn't even get sick. I don't know.
He'll squirrel it away somewhere too. And he'll be like, I've been eating that for months.
Yeah.
And we're like, what?
So anyway, so he's had this little bag of like chocolate peanut clusters at my house. And I don't eat those because I don't eat dairy and it hurts my stomach. It'll hurt my stomach.
Yeah.
So yesterday he comes to my house to spend the night and he goes, He goes, hey. I'm all, hey. He goes, how was your day? I'm like, good. He goes, what'd you do? And so as I'm talking, he goes, hold on. Sorry to cut you off. Did you have some of my chocolate peanut clusters? Like he's standing over the bag and he hasn't even sat down yet. He just walked immediately to his dessert. And then I look at him and I go, because I was looking at my phone. So I wasn't like paying attention to him. And I'm all, no. When I look at him and he goes, I think you did because two are missing. I'm like, how many are supposed to be in there?
That's really funny because there was definitely five and now there's three.
So then I go, well, how many are supposed to be in there? He goes, five. There's only three. And I'm like staring at him. I go, well, it wasn't me.
You literally were like, how would you know that? And he was like,
well, no,
because I counted.
At first I started going like, okay, freaking Patrick Starhead ass. Like, no, I'm going to starve. You ate my only chocolate bar. I'm all, I didn't eat it. And then I go, also, how do you know how many were in there? He goes, because I counted them. I'm all, okay.
And I'm not kidding. He does that to know if someone ate one, which
and
is fucking
it's
insane.
Dumb because he's the youngest. So if you have a youngest sibling, they're the most spoiled. So he's never had to share anything with anyone.
For real,
ever.
Dude.
And so he's like saying all this shit to me. I'm all, dude, I don't even know. And then I was trying to think, I'm like, who's been to my house this week? Like maybe like my mom had a couple or something.
Oh, because daddy was there getting his tattoo.
And I forgot my dad was in my house getting a tattoo on Thursday. And so then I go, oh wait, dude, daddy was here yesterday. And then he was like, dude, immediately mad, dude. Immediately mad,
day ruined,
dude. And then I'm laughing. I go, let me face, because I'm laughing imagining my dad doing that. So I was like, let me face
and
him.
Let me be clear, my dad does that shit all the time.
So that's what I thought.
And he lies, and like you'll tell him like, don't eat this, it's mine. And he's like, okay. And then you get home and it's gone and you're like, did you eat it? And he goes, no.
In the trash, the wrappers in the trash.
The remnants are like the
of
carcass
leftovers,
is left over. And you're like, who ate this?
He'll just try and harass you down till you let him have it. He's like, come on, You're not even going to eat it.
I've literally given up.
Come on.
I'm like, I either need to finish this or I need to put it in someone else's house. Otherwise, my dad's going to find it. Like, have you seen
that trend where girls are filming their boyfriends, like, eating something and their phone's by them? And so she's going for his phone, but near the yeah. food, and then they'll move the food.
Yeah.
That's, you have to be like, that's Donnie at all times.
That's literally Donnie.
But anyway, so then he goes, dude, I'm all, oh, let me FaceTime my dad and see if, like, he ate it. So I FaceTimed him, and when you were here yesterday, did you eat some of Donnie's peanut clusters? And he started laughing. He goes, no, but I wish I did. And we were laughing, and Donovan goes, Donovan's yelling across
the room. Donovan's getting pissed.
He goes, I know you ate some of them. And then Daddy's going, I didn't. Stop. Like, and we're laughing. I was flipping the camera, but Donovan didn't know. I'm like, look how mad he is. Dude. He was singing like, he's singing like that, and he has chocolate over his lips because he already ate the last three.
The last three have been gone for a while.
And then my dad goes, "And but if I was going to, you're lucky I didn't see them because that sounds really good. He goes, one. And he goes, and two, if I had seen them, I wouldn't have eaten two. I would have eaten all of them.
Yeah, he's going big or he's going home. He's not sampling.
Dude, I was dying.
He's going to clear the plate.
Donnie was so mad, and I told him.
Probably still mad about it.
I know, I told him, I think that you ate them and you forgot. That's what I think.
Maybe you counted wrong because you were so euphoric when you were eating them. I don't know if you were high off life.
He's literally Remy in Ratatouille when he's eating the cheese and the fruit together and he's like floating. That's yeah, Donnie dude. When he eats dessert.
Wait, I literally am going to I'm going to read you guys this is literally a highlight I've had on my story. I'm not kidding. Since like I was like since before I was anyone important at all. This is from February 18th, 2019.
Okay? Oh my gosh, happy anniversary.
Okay, so I literally, this was to no one in particular. I just like was showing my friends because I thought it was funny. And I was like, I'll send all these so we can, Papa can put them in there. But I was like, all right, story time. My family has a bad habit of eating leftovers that don't belong to them. So I came home today, saw the bag of chocolate pretzels I left for myself was missing. Suffice it to say, I was pissed.
Where'd you leave them?
I left them on the counter, but I put them inside two different grocery bags and I pushed it behind a basket.
All right, friends, we're going to take one quick little break, and this is with our friends at ZocDoc. Are you that one friend in the group that loves to treat yourself? It's okay. Honestly, we all do it. And I know that I'm that friend, LOL. You either get a pedicure and opt for the extra 10-minute foot massage with green tea infused lotion, refuse to make coffee at home because that fancy coffee shop's right downstairs, opt for that extra legroom seat on the plane, yeah, because your vacation starts now. Well, if you treat yourself to the top options with everything in life, why settle when finding a doctor? It is your health after all. Enter ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book tens of thousands of top-tier doctors with all verified patient reviews. So don't settle. Go for the best and find the right doctor for you. With ZocDoc, you got more options than you know. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately, no more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. And these docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients. We're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're searching for. So if I needed this product, this is exactly what I would use. So all of you can go to ZocDoc.com/2idiotgirls and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/2idiotgirls. ZocDoc.com/2idiotgirls. Now back to the episode.
And I was like, I know for a fucking fact someone in this house went and ate my chocolate-covered yeah. pretzels. So then I was like, this is me conducting an in-depth investigation in my family group chat to find and punish the culprit. And I said, please enjoy. And I literally have screenshots of our family chat. And I was like, I just want you all to know that someone took the rest of my chocolate covered pretzels and I will find out who it was if it's the last thing I do. I have a very
special set of skills.
Yeah, I was like, if anyone has any information, please come forward. And my dad's laughing. Donovan's like, maybe Darwin took them. And I was like, Darwin is Donnie's cat. Yeah, that's Donovan's cat. And I was like, I know it was one of you two. And he said, it wasn't me. And I said, this is so the rest of the family can snitch if they know.
Yeah.
And my dad's like, it wasn't me. My mom said it wasn't me. And I was like, it was either Donovan or Daddy. I will get them to confess. Right. And I was like, mark my words. And he's like, nobody touched your dumb pretzels. That's what my dad said. And then I was like, I know you didn't touch them because you swallowed them whole. I just know it. I said, probably the bag too. So there's no evidence.
With your big ass.
And then hungry ass. And then he was like, nobody here touched those stupid pretzels. And I was like, keep in mind too, my dad literally just did this to me a week ago. he has obliterated all leftover food trusts and is the number one suspect in my investigation, right? Then Donovan said, I get why you think it would be me and Daddy, but mark my words, sis, there's no way I took your stupid pretzels. And then I said, you're the only two home, and because I'm an idiot, I left them in plain sight. I didn't. That was a test.
And then they're like, actually, no, it was in two bags. Is that what you thought they were going to say?
Yeah. No, I thought they were going to be like, well, I don't know what I thought. I was just talking crazy. And then Dayson comes in and she's like, I can 1,000% confirm it was Donnie. And she put, he ate them last night. And then I put, the first accusation arises. And then I put this picture of this girl, this little girl with her fist cocked back. And I was like, is it true, Donnie? And then he was like, Dayson sent this picture of Donovan. She said, book 'em, boys. I was like, confess. And I said, another side note. Last night when I got those pretzels, I also bought Donovan dinner. And I was like, something I did out of the kindness of my own heart.
Hoisted by your own petard.
Right. And I said, even though he already ate dinner. So if he ate my pretzels, he might as well come get this knife out of my back while he's at it. Right. And he's like, you're dumb. Did you think I would be that stupid? And I said, Donnie, I swear to God, if it was you, after I spent my last few dollars on buying you second dinner. Because I was broke at the time.
But I'm going to eat out.
And you put the picture.
You guys, I went through this really intense phase where I would screenshot ugly photos of us. And those were my reaction photos. I haven't done that in a really long time.
I have so many pictures, too, of, like, us. Yeah. Just, like, in the most unflattering pictures ever. And then my dad was like, mum's the word, Donnie. And I was like, I knew it. Right? And I'm literally just like, I'm like, it's those two. Look at this picture that you put of Donovan. Can you see that? And I was, she said, Dayson, this, and I put on this tile too. I was like, Dayson's just continuing to be a narc. Because she was like, this was him when he set his eye on your pretzels. I knew he was done for when he gave me this look.
I don't even remember if he actually ate them, if I was just.
No, I put, then the investigation takes a turn, right? And then Billy jumped in and was like, just wanted to pop in and say that it was I that finished the chocolate-covered pretzels while Drew was napping last night.
While Drew was napping last night?
Oh, yeah, girl, because I would get home from work and I would take a nap, and then I would wake up, eat dinner, and then go back to bed. You know when you, like, are so violently depressed because you're broke and hate your job?
You have to come home, eat first dinner, take a nap, wake up,
look, and this is
dinner.
Literally a video of me. Look. I was like, in conclusion, my family does not respect leftover rules, and I'm pursuing legal action. Right.
You guys have eaten my stuff before.
Yeah, but with your consent.
That's not true.
When?
Daddy eats my stuff without asking all the time.
Yeah, but when am I?
You've done it too to me before. I'm sure of it.
When?
Bro, I told you I was sorry. I'm sorry.
Like,
who's talking? You?
Of course I'm gonna blame you. The two.
I was like trying not to laugh. That's why my voice is like shaky. But also Donovan was like, yes, but with your consent. Anyways, he has a habit of doing shit like that.
Yeah.
But he has a habit of doing shit like that, and then he gets so violently angry when people do it to him.
Oh, the boy?
Yeah.
I know.
And that's so funny. It's funny every time.
It's only funny when I do it to you. It's not funny when you do it to me.
Only I'm allowed to do
only
that.
Only I'm allowed to do that.
Also, like, I have had that story on for so many years, and I just, when I started doing this, I never took it down because I just think it's that funny. No one ever scrolls down to see old ones, but, like, that's the very first one I ever made.
Oh, highlight?
Yeah, the very first highlight I ever made was literally that.
Nice.
Me interrogating my family about eating my chocolate-covered pretzels. And flips, then, anyone?
While we're doing that, me and Drew are at cubicles next to each other.
Yep.
And my mom's down the hall in her office.
Yep. That's when Dayson and I worked in cubicles right next to each other.
And then...
What a time.
Dude, I wish I could find this text, but I know I've texted you before. Like, it was like one of your first days working.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are you eating? Because whatever she was chomping on at her desk, she's like, carrots. It sounds like you're eating fucking rocks.
And it's because I had headphones on my head, so I couldn't hear how loud I was chewing. My B.
And she was laughing and watching Jenna Marvel's videos. It was lunchtime. That time it was.
Is what it is.
Usually it's not.
Can I help it that I finish my work in an hour and I have to sit there for five more?
And then she's watching Jackie Aina videos.
I feel like if you could get your work done in 2 hours, I should be allowed to go home and charge for a full day.
<They're> like, yeah, go home, but you don't get a full day.
I know. Like, that's how I knew. I was like, This is, I'm not cut out for this.
I know. That's why I told Drew I'd have days where I'm like, oh, I wish we were outside today. And then the days I was outside, I'm like, what the fuck was I thinking?
Dude, I don't know if we've ever told this joke on the pod. Remind me if we have. Because me and Dayson worked an office job together for a while, like a long time.
Yeah, I was there for almost 3 years. Drew was there for almost two.
Yeah, and we did like everything together. Yeah. And which like is no different from now. But we remember after we went canvassing all day, mm-hmm. and we were sitting in the break room eating lunch. And we thought that shit was gonna take all day. We were like, oh dude, we're gonna clock 8 hours, we can fucking bounce. Yeah. And then we got back at like 12 and we were like, we still have 5 more hours. And we were outside for hours in the hot sun. Uh-huh. And then we were sitting.
Was Tasha with us?
No, not she. Yeah, it was just you and me. Okay. She came in, I think, later. But okay. I know you and I were alone because we laughed for at least 20 minutes. I don't remember. After, but we were sitting there laughing and I was like, dude, I need you to do me a favor. And you were like, what? And I was like, I need you to go throw up so we can go home.
So we can go home early. That's what she said. I'm a fucking idiot.
And we laughed for like half an hour, dude.
I know, because I'm not going to do that. But the thought
because at that time, you were like, sometimes I think I make myself throw up us before we realized we had anxiety. Yeah. Sometimes I just feel like I have to vomit for
all the time. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
And so I was like, dude, go ahead and go work your magic in the bathroom. And then I'll tell them I have to drive her home because we carpooled.
I thought you were going to tell how we used to eat lunch at Maggiano's. Dude, if you guys haven't been there, it's fucking crazy.
Maggiano's.
But at lunchtime.
My Orange County girls rise.
At lunchtime. This is for my girls who like to eat. this trick. At lunchtime.
You know when you have a job you fucking hate? It's like an office job.
So you're like.
And lunch is like.
That's like prize.
That's what
time.
You look for. It like gets you through the day. Yeah. Thinking about lunch.
Like I remember we would be like.
Especially if you go to a good lunch.
We'd be like, dude, let's get Wendy's for lunch. And we'd be like, okay. And then I would tell her, we should watch. Don't watch this YouTube video. We can watch it during our lunch break.
Yep. Yep.
And then I'd Bluetooth it in my car and we would watch it and eat fucking.
We'd just
10
set
nugs.
The phone up and then we would eat our chicken nuggets and we would watch.
With the
laugh.
AC on, yeah. But at Maggiano's during lunchtime, I don't know if they still do it, they do these things where you get like two entrees.
Yeah,
you get like one appetizer I think each or something, right?
Yeah, it's like a like almost like a preset menu.
Yeah, and then you get to pick two entrees, so it's like one you can eat there and then one you take home for dinner. But if you're like me and you want to eat, you eat the first entree, and then when you get back to the office, which the office is a quick little 5-minute drive, then you warm up your second lunch and then you eat second
she
lunch.
Literally pitched it to me. She goes, we're gonna go to Maggiano's for lunch. I was like, ooh, nice.
Yeah, you get one appetizer. I used to get the mozzarella sticks are fucking they're like as big as like those hash brown patties. They're crazy.
And then Daisy goes, when I was
obviously
like,
I'm not eating a salad.
She
that's
goes
gross.
Yeah dude, you get two lunches. And I was like, what do you mean? She goes, you get two entrees, so you eat one there and then when you get back to the office you eat you second do. lunch.
Like, I don't even unpack my, like, bag from going to lunch. I'm, like, heating up the next meal.
Like, as I'm walking in to, like, you know how you have to walk through the kitchen to get to our cubicle?
I'm not putting anything away.
Yeah, you walk through the kitchen. You just do a hard right, go to the
stop
microwave.
Right there.
Heat it up immediately.
Warm up my raviolis or whatever the fuck I was eating. It's so gross when I think about how I see, like, that would hurt my stomach if I tried to eat there right now. But if you guys are looking for a fun lunch menu...
Maggiano's.
Can't recommend Maggiano's.
Hit us up.
We took my grandpa there for his birthday one time and he loved that. I was like, grandpa, and then you get seconds so you can eat them for dinner.
I took my entree home and gave it to Billy.
Yeah.
I was like,
and I was with someone at the time too, and I was like, no, I'm eating this now. It's not making it home. Don't be ridiculous.
Sorry. Sorry to say.
Sorry to say. Sorry I would stomp him to death. Oh my gosh. There was a clip in, we're talking about Kayla's podcast again. We talk about it every week. In the episode of Britney.
Yeah.
The clip that he posted, there was something so funny in there and now I'm just forgetting.
Oh, it's when he was saying, is it the one where he was saying, I don't have any politics at
certain
places?
He said at a barbecue joint.
Yeah, she's all, it should be the DMZ, like demilitarized zone. Like, no fighting over here.
Yeah, but there's another part in there that he says, I just can't remember off the top of my head.
Oh, you know what? Me, Alex, and Billy last night, we watched Plus One. Like the rom-com. It's with the girl from Pen 15.
Yeah, Maya Erskine.
Yeah.
Is it Jack Quaid?
Yeah. So good.
I know everyone's in that movie. Haven't watched it.
It's literally such a good movie.
Oh, it was a J. Stubbs
recommendation. That's what we were doing. We were using Megan Jay Stoops on TikTok.
We Everything were using her she says about movies, I believe her.
Yeah, and she was right. Yeah. Like, we watched it was so good.
She said her favorite movie of last year was All of Us Strangers. I just watched it the other day. It's on Hulu, so you can watch it on there. It is so good, and I cried the whole time.
Is that the gay one?
Yeah.
With
Paula Mescal and Andrew Scott. It was so good. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Well, I fucking believe her. She's right about everything when it comes to movies. We watched that one, and there's, like, a part where she just wants to cuddle. So she's like, it doesn't have to... He's like, you're in my space. He goes, no, this is foreign airspace. If you come over here, I'm shooting it out of the sky. Knock it off. They're, like, laying together. Yeah, I feel that. The DMZ is, like, certain barbecue joints for Caleb.
Yeah.
And Brittany.
He's like, I can't.
Also, they made a crazy fucking take. They said B-dubs is better than Wingstop, and that's just blasphemous, if I'm being honest. This is something that Billy said that is so real years ago, where he said if Wingstop had Buffalo Wild Wings flavors, it would be the best, like, fast food wing place. Because Buffalo Wild Wings has better flavors and more options.
I've only ever had Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, you've never had Wingstop?
No.
Oh, it's so good.
My friends took me.
Alex knows all about Wingstop. Alex loves, every time we come, she goes, I'll never say no to Wingstop when we're going to eat, because she loves it. Because you guys don't have it in Canada, huh? Yeah, they don't.
Of course they don't.
Yeah, if Wingstop had Buffalo Wild Wings flavors, because Buffalo Wild Wings has like fucking 25 flavors, whereas Wingstop only has like fucking 6.
Why do people like Wingstop more? The ranch is better?
No, the wing quality is better. So it's like their actual, like, you know what I mean? The chicken is just better.
I like that they look like chicken nuggies, like, at Wingstop. Like, I would rather eat those.
Yeah, because at Buffalo Wild Wings, they're this fucking big, bitch.
They're that big, and then there's just too much sauce.
I fuck with the sauce, but it's just, make them bigger. Like, why are they this fucking big?
Did you know that the vegetables are to cleanse your palate so you can try the next wing?
No, I didn't know that.
Don't quote me on that. I saw it on TikTok. That's what I saw.
Like coffee beans in Bath & Body Works.
Stupid.
What if I brought my own coffee beans and I was smelling them? That doesn't help.
In between eating wings?
Yeah. I bring the one from Bath & Body Works. Just walk it over.
The little like salt and pepper shaker.
Yeah. Dude, that thing's crazy. The first time I ever took Billy into a Bath & Body Works, he was like, what's this doing here? And he was like holding up the coffee thing.
Dude, one time we took Billy. Well, we didn't take him. We went to Sephora on my birthday and he was in there with us.
Yeah.
And we were looking at fragrances and he was all, Joe Malone.
Yeah, when he gets in these weird moods, he like reads everything he sees. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is about that, but when he gets cracky like Squid, that's what he does.
Yeah.
He's like, Joe Malone.
Okay.
Who's that?
What kind of name is that?
I was like, it's like a famous fragrance. And he goes, sure. I'm like, why don't you go wait outside? You don't have to be
in here. So every time we see Joe Malone, that's what we say. Joe Malone.
For real. You watch anything new? We watched that. We watched probably one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life, called The Reeducation of Molly Singer. Horrible.
Who's in that?
Couldn't tell you. I'm just kidding. I think there's a, you know that Sierra Ramirez girl? She's like an influencer, but she's an actress now.
She's from The Fosters.
Yes.
That's a good show.
She was, I'm sorry if she's never been an influencer. I'm sorry. She is friends with a lot of influencers I know, though.
Yeah,
so that's why I think that's why I associate. But, like, she's in there. And then the main girl is the girl that is the mousy brown, like, brown. I was going to say brown-headed girl, brunette girl in, like, every Nicholas Sparks movie. You ever seen The Longest Ride?
Oh, Brit?
Yeah, yes. Robertson or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Yep.
She dated Dylan O'Brien for a really long time.
Did she?
Yeah.
Me, dude, watch this be another Paul Mescal. Like, I'm completely talking about somebody else.
I was just gonna say, let me look up what is it?
Just look up Molly Singer. Yeah.
Yeah, that is Britt Robertson.
Okay, yeah, good job. Yeah. Thank God. Woo. I like how I can't tell the difference between white men, but white women, I'm like, got it.
Well, it did get 20 Rotten Tomatoes, so
yep.
I could have told you that.
It is truly one of the worst movies I've ever seen, and it's honestly, that's hard because what was that Mark Wahlberg one we watched?
Oh, the one on Apple TV?
Yeah. The Family Something. Yeah.
Is it the Family Plan?
Yeah, I think so. I'd argue that they're even. They're even in horribleness.
Yeah, the Family Plan.
Yeah. What's that have on Rotten Tomatoes?
That one has 25.
Dang. Well, yeah, I mean, maybe it was better, but I couldn't believe how long the other one was. The Molly fucking Singer one.
The Family Switch. I liked that one. Is okay. That one has 41 tomatoes.
Which one is that?
That was the one with Jennifer Garner and Ed Helms.
And oh, then, I've never seen that movie, but I do know the
poster. Know. I've seen it. So I was just telling you that I've seen that movie. But yeah, I watched all of Us Strangers. What, did you watch anything else or is that it?
We watched Sleeping with Other People. That one was good. But there are parts in that where I'm like,
I know.
At what point am I rooting against you? Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Like, but I will say this. I feel like that movie confirms one of my conspiracy theories in my head, which is like everyone can do an open relationship until they meet the right one. Hmm. Hot off the press.
Sorry to say.
And I'm not talking about anyone who's not just not monogamous. I'm talking about people who are like, they only like, they're just exclusive. Like, oh, I want an open relationship, but they're not like polyamorous or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like they're monogamous, but
I'm not. That's like,
then that it'd be, I'm like, is that not just polyamory?
That's why I'm like, yeah.
I don't know. I just know all the ins and outs, and this isn't, we're not shitting on anyone. We're just like, yeah.
But that movie, I feel like, proves that because they were always like, they never ever wanted to be monogamous until they found each other.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So I feel like,
oh, you know what I started yesterday?
That could be the case.
Is the Vince Staples show.
Oh, yeah.
It's so funny. I really like it.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, there's only 5 episodes, so I just finished the first one.
Love.
And then, what else? Oh, me and Donovan have been watching Avatar The Last Airbender, the cartoon. Because I realized I'd never seen the whole, like, first 2 seasons. I've seen, like, where he meets Toph and then it keeps going.
Oh, yeah.
It's so funny. I'm like, it's so good. It's, like, genuinely really good.
And he gets so mad at me when I call it an anime, but, like,
is that not an anime?
If you ask Donovan, no. Apparently, he's the expert, so. But I'm like, there is a manga based off Avatar, which doesn't that qualify as anime?
Well, I told Donovan, isn't this based off manga? And he goes, no, I think people wrote it. Like, Nickelodeon
created the show. Was created first, and then it became a manga?
Yeah, and then they made mangas off it. I think based on the show.
Chicken egg. Whatever. It's a great cartoon.
I don't know, and I don't care, but yeah. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
If you could pick, I would pick Earthbending, or I'd pick Water.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
I'd honestly...
If you were to guess Donnie, what do you think he picks?
Fire.
No.
Oh, he picked being the Avatar?
Yeah. Well, he didn't say Avatar. He just said air. Right?
Yeah, well, he's Sokka, so...
He is so Sokka-coded. It's crazy.
Like, we were joking about that the other day, like, when we talk about who we are in New Girl.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm probably, like... Because, obviously, me and Billy are Schmidt and Cece, and I'm Schmidt and he's Cece, and then Dayson's Jessica Day... And then he was like, oh, I'm probably like Nick. And I'm like, or Coach. And I was like, no, dude, you're Winston. And he got so mad. And I'm like, you're literally Winston.
He's
it's
so
not even...
Winston-coded. It's
and crazy. You getting mad is proof that you're Winston.
Yeah.
I feel that's literally you. Not an insult, just a fact.
Okay,
but so yeah, I would definitely pick Earthbending.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I pick finish. Earth or water.
Yeah, because Earth, they could do what do you call it, steel and shit too later.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, she can bend metal and also sand. She learns how to do sand, too, later.
That's what I'm saying. But even in water, I forgot you can freeze it, like, and then you can carry water around with you if you're not near water.
And she learns how to bend blood.
I know. That's most important. And also, then I can bend your blood when you're pissing me off.
Then I could just...
Me trying to find a lover, I'm like, okay, I'll try not to kill you if you don't like me back.
Okay, well, that's a threat.
Okay, so for this week, we asked you guys to send in your hot takes on movies and TV shows.
Yeesh.
We got like 8 billion responses.
Nice.
And I'll do my darndest to get through a good chunk of them, guys.
And I was telling Dace, I'm really excited about this topic because we didn't really get to talk about TV and movies at all last year because of the strike.
For over half of the year of the strike, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, this was the very first one we got, so I felt like we should do this one.
Okay.
So this one's from Augie. They said, when Barry Keoghan showed his pee-pee in Saltburn, I honestly didn't think it was as big as everyone was making it out to be, and I got super disappointed when I watched it because everyone hyped him up. I do appreciate that he's a sick little freak, though.
You're watching for Wang, and you're like, that's it?
But that's why, like, you asked me, is it hanging? And I told you, I don't have anything to reference it on.
Alex, is it hanging?
I don't remember.
Dang. Then it must not have been memorable. She's like, oh, one moment while I consult.
For research purposes.
I feel like, this is what I will say. A big dick on a white guy is relative to body frame.
He's also short.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, that size dick on like Jacob Elordi's frame, small or average, I would say, not small, average on his like 5'5 body, I'm assuming that's why. Mm-hmm. I think people were just shocked to see the size based off his stature. I wouldn't necessarily say it was like a huge ween.
But that's right. There's footage of Drew asking me in whatever episode I watched Saltburn in, and she asked me to hang out. I mean, I have nothing to reference.
Yeah, I was curious. I was curious if he really was hanging brain like everybody said he was.
Are you on smarthub.com looking it up?
she's fast forwarding through the movie on Amazon Prime. Yeah, but if it's big flaccid, then it's big.
Well, maybe he's a grower, not a shower.
Dude, this is breaking news.
What'd you say?
It would be weird if he was hard dancing around.
Oh, 100%. They're like, okay.
But it would also make sense if he was.
I hate to cut you off. This is breaking news. My mom just said she's making pozole for dinner.
Yes!
Wow.
Oh my God, I'm going to freak out. Sorry, guys. Lost all trains of thoughts. Dude. Yeah, I think it's relative to his body frame. And honestly, that man walks like he's hanging brain, or at least is really good in bed, so maybe that's what it is. Who knows?
I don't know. He's so lesbian coded. That's why I love him.
That's true.
But that made me laugh, and that's the first one. Well, what kind of hot takes do you have? And I put, do you think Friends is not as good as everyone says? And that's what
Like, they said the dick was literally unimpressive. Sorry.
I was kind of let down. Sorry to say. I was let down.
Sorry to say. It wasn't nearly as impressive. But I just wanted, I'm curious what you, how big you thought it was going to be. Because when I think big, I think like relative to who we're talking about. So like big for a white guy, maybe.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't know. And I don't want to know. That's what I would like to say about that. Okay, this next one's from Katie. She said, my hot take is that the Home Alone movies are not good. I didn't grow up watching them, but I watched them as an adult, and I simply can't understand the hype. Confirmed, I didn't miss out on much as a kid.
Well, first of all, you're wrong. I know. But second of all, the first one's the best one.
Yeah, I don't even think I've seen the other two.
Yeah, I've seen Lost in New York, and I wasn't impressed.
The funniest take I've seen people have on that movie, specifically New Yorkers, is they're like, there's just no fucking way he could get from certain parts of the city
that fast
to other parts. They were like, he's just traveling 80 blocks in 2 minutes. Like, there's no way.
So unrealistic.
Yeah,
New Yorkers would notice that. You guys are so weird.
Well, like, don't say he's doing that. It's dumb.
But also too, Home Alone 1, you're telling me this isn't funny? Look what you did, you little jerk.
Dude,
you're telling me that's not
for
funny?
Drew's graduation in Hawaii, like, we stayed at a house together, and it was so fun.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what Donnie was doing, but he was like pissing everyone off. The way this is just an episode of us telling stupid shit Donnie does. But he did something, and I said that to him, and we couldn't stop laughing.
He's like, look what you did, you little jerk. That's so funny.
Saying that to like a 9-year-old is crazy.
I know, and it wasn't even one of the cousins. It was a fucking uncle. Yeah. Like, he's old as shit.
Like, that's crazy.
And all he did was, like, he spilled something.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, look what you did. That line alone is very funny.
Yeah.
I will say the plot is insane. I will say that. There's this Family Guy cutaway where they're, like, the realistic version of Home Alone. And then he's, you know the part where he's standing at the top of the stairs and he, like, put oil and shit on it or whatever? Mm-hmm. Like, so they're slipping. And he's, like, looking at them, like, his silhouette's up there. And they're on...
No, he froze the steps.
Oh, yeah, he froze the... No. The staircase. Like, when they're trying to run up it.
Yes, okay.
And there's, like, he put cars on there for them to slip on or whatever. Mm-hmm. He's like, good luck getting up here. And then they just shoot him.
Jesus Christ.
And he's like, anyways. And then he just goes, and they go and they rob the house. Like, what the real version of Home Alone.
That's
like,
so
he never would have gotten up to the hijinks, I guess is the joke. But, like, that's funny. I like the first Home Alone. I'm with you on the other two. I don't fuck with the other two.
Okay, this next one's from Lena. She said, as someone who's studying something in the medical field / insurance field, and I'm also rewatching Grey's Anatomy now, is insane. Like, this hospital has never heard of HIPAA, and it's so comical to me. Also, McDreamy was not a good dude.
Yeah, he was horrible.
That was obvious, yeah. I feel that, like, honestly, almost all the men on that show are not good.
Yeah, they're terrible, like, consistently. And then they always give them some sort of redemption arc, but they, like, the women don't get those kinds of arcs, like, on that show always.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, Grey's, we've talked about Grey's. Like, I loved Grey's for a minute, but then I got to a point where I was like, I'm stressed. Like, I can't watch this.
How does it
anymore.
Just keep going?
Yeah, like, at what point do you quit? Like, at what point do you're like, hey, I don't want to be a doctor anymore. Fuck this job.
Not here.
at all. If I if all those horrible things happen to me in 1 year, I'm out.
Yeah.
Sorry to say. I'm retiring.
Okay. This next one's from Belinda. She said the best shows to rewatch are The Office.
Yep.
Modern Family.
Yep.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which I just started rewatching and is so unbelievably funny.
I haven't watched that one yet.
And New Girl.
Yep.
And then her favorite, dude, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Donovan goes, I bet, oh, if we were picking the Who We Are like characters, am I Jake Peralta? Because, of course, he's going to pick the main Andy Samberg. I go, no, dude, you're so Charles Boyle-coded.
Is that the one?
That's his best friend. And he was also in I Love You Man, the actor.
Yeah, he had the high voice.
Yeah.
We watched I Love You Man, too, recently.
Oh, my God.
That movie kills me.
Kills me. And if I could pick a man to be with that isn't Paul Mescal, it would be Jason Segel, and I don't give a fuck.
I told Billy that.
Also,
speaking of realistic travel times, that Jason Segel's character driving to Santa Barbara on a moped.
Yeah.
He would never get there.
He would never make it in time. Unless he left the day before. And even then, I don't even know.
I know. Shit. You probably would have been faster to walk, probably.
She also wrote her comfort movie is Annabelle Creation.
Never heard of her.
That's like those scary movies, Annabelle.
That's your comfort movie?
One of those is I think it's the second one is the comfort movie. Silent review. I'm scared. And then her hot take is that the scariest movie is The Strangers because that can actually happen. They just did a remake of it, or it's like the origin stories of it. It does look really scary.
If you're scared of that, I believe you, considering you find Annabelle comforting. Huh?
What the heck?
What the hell are you even saying to me?
Okay. Do you have any other thoughts on that one?
Not really. I'm really struggling with that Annabelle one.
I think we should move on.
I'm a little worried about you.
Oh, these nice two. These are from two different people, but they're both on things we love. So this first one's from Sarah. She said, I just don't think Fleabag is revolutionary like everyone says it is. It's like slightly okay. You're wrong. I don't even think you watched the right show. I think you're wrong. Because Fleabag, the whole point of Fleabag, like, first of all, you don't know anyone's names, and like you don't hear them call each other, and you only see things from her point of view, and she like obviously like cuts to the camera and does like talking to the fourth wall, and it's interesting to watch because there's only one person that she meets who notices that she does that, and it's because in her family she's ignored. So when she's breaking the fourth wall, I think she's actually just like thinking in her head. So he'll be like, what are you looking at?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's the only person who's ever taken the time to look at her and take care of her.
And is that the sexy priest?
That is the hot priest, Andrew Scott, who's also in Oliver Strangers. And I want to give him a big hug, maybe a little bit of a kiss on the lips, but that's it. But yeah.
And that's where that audio is from, when he's like, it'll pass.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which isn't what he says. I think they cut the part where he says, I love you too, but it'll pass, or something like that. I think he says, I love you back to her later.
Yeah, I think he says it at a later time.
But you have to watch the whole show. It's so good. And it's a pretty fast watch. It's only two seasons. And she originally wrote it as a play. And it's like a one-woman show. And it's just her in it, which is really cool.
Interesting. But anyways,
you're wrong, Sarah. So we're going to move on to the next one. This one is from Jayla. And she said, my hot take is that The Office isn't that funny. I actually find it quite boring. Are you watching the UK version?
What could it possibly be like to live in a world where you are so violently wrong? You're so wrong. It's absolutely insane. If you think that show's boring, okay, I want you to watch one episode front to back, the dinner party one.
That's the best episode.
Watch that episode from front to back, and if you don't laugh, you're a fucking liar. Or you just have a horrible sense of humor.
One of my hot takes is that I think I like Parks and Rec more than I like The Office, but I don't not like The Office. I do really like The Office. I just enjoy watching Parks and Rec more.
I've only watched like maybe two episodes of Parks and Rec. I feel like apples and oranges. Like they're similar like styles of show, but they're just so different in the sense of the type of comedy and like the characters and everything.
Do you watch what's your name? Jayla, do you watch Abbott Elementary? That show's filmed.
Me and Billy want to start watching that. Do you watch that, Alex? I watched the first
season. Oh, yeah, she has to wait for them to come out because they don't put them out for Canadians, unfortunately.
Sorry, Canada. Sorry.
It's so funny. I love that
show. The Office, like, even the one where Stanley has a heart attack, that's a great one, too. Like, that's the one where it's like, they're like, staying alive. Dude, there's...
Call it.
Wait, I'll literally tell you a fucking joke that makes me and Dayson laugh as if I made it up and I didn't. Mm-hmm. But I was telling you this the other day when they're doing the matchmaker tests on Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Because Pam is, like, in her third trimester of her baby and she's feeling insecure.
I feel like you've told this joke on here before.
Probably, and I'm going to tell it again because someone wants to say this show's not funny. they're basically doing the matchmaker test. They team up, like, Pam, Dwight, and Kelly team up to try and catch Jim to see if he's lying about whether or not the new girl in the office is hot. Mm-hmm. And so she's like, oh, set her up with someone, and if you pick someone hot, then we know that he thinks she's hot. So he picks some random dude, and then they Google him on Facebook, or they look him up on Facebook, and then as soon as his picture pops up, Kelly goes, ew! And then she goes, Kelly, that's me. She goes, I mean, I guess he'd be okay with some hair. He should get some hair plugs. You should tell him. And she goes, I don't think he cares about that. She goes, well, I do, Pam. It's called being a good person. And then at the very end of that little exchange, she goes, I'm going to write something mean on his wall. Like, she hasn't talked the whole time. And then she's like, don't. And she's like already typing. That's hilarious.
That is funny.
You're wrong.
Okay, this next one's from Luce. She said, who's the worst character on New Girl and why is it Jess? I don't think she's the worst character, do you think?
No, I don't think she's the worst. I think she can be annoying, but like I think they all can be annoying.
Yeah, except for Cece.
I'm trying to think if there was a character that like even Cece, like she's annoying too sometimes. Mm-hmm. There are some times where she's like I think trying to be quirky and funny, mm-hmm. and I'm like this is bad writing because I don't find that quirky nor do I find it funny.
Oh.
But everybody else's lines were funny, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The best characters are Schmidt and Nick.
The best characters?
Yeah, on New Girl.
I would say Coach, too. He makes me laugh a lot.
No, Coach and Winston are second, tied.
Yeah.
But I'm saying Nick and Schmidt are the best characters with the best lines. Like, and yeah. their interactions with each other and their relationship sure. with each other. Beautiful. Yeah, I mean, I guess if I had to weigh, I guess I would say Jess. But, like, no, because I think her and Cece are tied for last, I would say. I think there's some recurring characters that I found more irritating.
Yeah, like the principal that works at her school.
Yeah, or like Justin Long's character when he was on it. Like, I really didn't like that boyfriend. I thought he was so annoying. And mm-hmm. I thought it was funny that Nick found him so irritating.
Like, he's not doing anything when he's getting
mad. Yeah, like, he's just so innocent and, like, I don't even know what the word is. He's just so, like, I don't know, goody two-shoes kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then he says something and he goes, ah, that really pisses me off. I'm trying my best to not get mad at you. Like, that character annoyed me. I will say that.
I feel that.
Also, the British teacher. When Jess had a relationship with a British teacher.
Was he hot?
I'm the wrong person to ask. Do you remember? Yeah.
I don't remember.
Average looking white dude.
I don't think I've watched that whole show, so I don't remember.
There were some funny ass episodes with him in it, but he was kind of annoying too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. This next one's from, I think it's Maggie, and she said, I prefer Teen Wolf over Vampire Diaries.
You're so wrong. You're so wrong. I will say, though, Vampire Diaries, like, got annoying towards the end. I literally just asked Alex, I was like, have you ever watched Vampire Diaries? She goes, I did, but then I clocked out after a certain season. I was like, nah. Which I get, that was me watching Grey's, honestly. You know what's funny is I used to watch shows all the time.
I know.
I don't know what happened.
You started dating Billy, who likes to watch the same thing every day, and you've been conditioned to be the same.
No, I honestly, it wasn't even that, because I think I started in college, because I started, that's when I feel like my anxiety started flaring up really bad, and I was like, I need to watch something that I know is going to end okay. Every time I talk about that, they fucking diagnose me on this show. They always tell me that.
I know. I'm all, guys, if you're not a doctor, don't think anything. Okay, this next
wait, one. Wait. Teen, also, liking Teen Wolf more than Vampire Diaries is crazy.
Honestly, it's the same show, just in a different font. As someone who I watched, because I had watched so much Teen Wolf, but I never finished it.
I only watched the first two seasons.
And then I was dating someone who was watching the whole thing. Yeah. And I was like, honestly, it gets pretty crazy at the end. Like, it's good. I liked it.
Yeah,
I guess. Same event, that's what I'm saying. It's the same thing, just in a different font.
Also, Tyler Hoechlin went to a high school from our hometown.
Yeah, he did.
He went to Santiago High. Go Sharks!
He's talking about how Miguel's Jr. was his favorite food.
Period.
And that's on period.
Yeah, Vampire Diaries, though, was so good until, like, I literally told Alex last night. As soon as Stefan and Elena were like, we'll always be friends. We'll always have the summer. I was like, fuck this show. And I never watched it again. I was so Jesus fucking Christ. Angry. Okay. But I did watch the very, very last episode because I just wanted to see where everybody ended up. Just want to check in on my girls.
Check in.
Yeah.
Okay, this next one's from Gabriella. They said, I don't understand how the Fast and Furious movies are so popular, but maybe I'm just uncultured. Okay.
No, that's so real. You're so right about that.
So I've seen all of them except the one with Jason Momoa that just came out. Mm-hmm. Every time I'm with my family and I go, we're going to watch a movie. I go, hey, let's watch this. No one wants to watch it with me. So I guess I'll have to watch it my own time. But the first, like, five are really good, and I didn't like Tokyo Drift. I would take that out because I dated someone, this was their favorite movie series.
You didn't like Tokyo Drift?
No, because it doesn't have the original characters, so like I don't give a fuck. But the best one is Too Fast Too Furious, when you first meet Tyrese Gibson. That's the best one.
The best one is Hobbs and Shaw.
You're right, that is,
and that's a spinoff one.
That's a spinoff.
That's not,
it's in the same universe, but it's not,
it is a spinoff,
dude,
fact.
That movie, we literally went and saw it and thinking it wasn't gonna be good. It was one of the funniest movies we had ever seen.
We were cackling,
and not like how everyone's laughing at Madame Web, like,
no,
it's
no,
so
no,
bad. No, like it's funny.
I'm like, no, that's comedy.
We just didn't like, they could have cut out the whole part where they go to the rock, the like actual Samoan, like to film it. It doesn't look anything
oh
like
yeah
Samoan.
For sure. I love when they go to Hawaii and then they're like, we're in Samoa, and then when they're there,
there's a big yellow tint on the film because it's, yep, it's unmodernized there. It's dirt roads,
yeah,
and huts and stuff.
Oh, for sure. And then he has 17 brothers and none of them look alike and they're all the same age. How are you all 50? That's insane. That's really insane.
Dude,
Roman Reigns
isn't that.
Yeah, dude.
You guys, everyone says that Billy looks like Jason Momoa. I don't see it. He looks like Roman Reigns.
He looks like Roman Reigns.
That one kind of
sure
scares me when I look at him
it
for
really,
a little too long.
Honestly, like, when The Rock was doing a bunch of stuff with Roman Reigns recently, whenever I would open Instagram and I would see it, I thought for a second it was him. Yeah. I showed Billy once and he goes, is that? Oh, he's like, I literally thought that was a thing of me. And I was like, did someone, like, record me doing something?
Shut up.
WWE?
You're not that important, girl.
Please.
Relax. Okay. This next one's from Emma. She said, Marvel has gone too far with the movies and superheroes. Like, what the fuck is Ant-Man? If I saw that bitch, I'd stomp on him.
Wait, first of all, okay, I used to think that too, but honestly, Ant-Man is a great one.
The first Ant-Man is really good.
Quantumania
was bad. Ant-Man and the Wasp was really good too. I liked
one
too.
I've watched those
too. Quantumania, it wasn't bad. It kind of was. I just didn't really like it.
I didn't love. But also, when we saw Quantumania,
uh-huh,
I was literally like, where are the fucking ants? Like, they're rallying these ants, and where are they? Like, I was like, bring the ants! Like, hello? Like, why are we fighting as humans when I could just rally the fucking ants? And then at the very, very end, the fucking ants come, and it makes a huge difference.
I know. I feel like Donnie right now, because you said you'd stomp on him, but he would be able to catch that, and he'd flip you on your back. So, hate to correct
you.
So,
go ahead and try it.
Sorry to say.
Go ahead and try it. See
it's
if you can.
It's not like Stuart Little. Like, I could stomp that bitch out, but not Ant-Man. Sorry.
Dude, the fucking ant, like, they're so useless. Like, that guy was fucking gone for 2.5 hours, and then he was like, don't worry, guys, I finally got the fucking ants. I don't need all of them. Just bring, like, 30.
Like, have you ever seen that thing that said, like, if ants are human-sized, we would all die?
Oh, yeah, I would die because I would kill myself because I'm not looking. One thing you have to know about me, I hate ants.
The bug.
I hate them. And I'm being...
Guys, can we be serious?
I'm being dead. I'm being so serious. If I could fight a bug, it would be an ant. Like, what? I don't... It's something about a fucking ant.
They're just so gross.
I'll freak out. If I see an ant... Oh,
so
girl.
Gross.
The way that I... Speaking of New Girl, you know that episode where he hates spiders and he turns, like, into a cartoon elephant? When he sees one, because he, like, jumps on top of things, and he's like, woo, right? That's how I feel about ants. As soon as I see one ant,
yeah,
all of a sudden, all my chairs are on top of my tables, all my cabinets are open, everything's empty. I'm looking for the fucking ants. Like, where are they? Last summer, when I moved into my new home,
I had the same thing at my house, too.
Yeah, it was just so fucking hot, so we had ants. But there was a fucking trail going around my dining room. And when I saw that shit, oh my God, I was literally like, I hate it, I hate it, I hate it. And so, like, Billy walked out with me and we saw it at the same time. And he was like, oh, let me go in the garage and get some, like, cleaner and stuff. So he, like, went in the garage. He was gone for maybe 5 minutes. And then he describes it as, like, when he came back, I was already outside. I took everything out there already, the trash can, everything. I changed into Crocs and a bathing suit. And I was spraying the fuck out of everything. Because then they were on the wall outside and I was killing. And he was like, I went out there and it was just carnage everywhere. A massacre. I was just like, something about an ant. Hate him. Hey, hate him.
Hate to say.
Yeah. Sorry to your friends, Ant-Man.
This next one's from, I think, Asha, and she said, Madagascar Escape to Africa is the best movie out of that franchise. That's the second one. I just looked it up.
That's actually so real.
I like this.
That's actually so real. That is the best one, in fact. That actually is the best one.
Is that the one with Motomoto?
Yeah.
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 That one's funny. I like that one a lot.
Wait, no, because the one where they're on the island is funny, too.
I don't remember what happens in any of those movies.
Wait, no. I'm kidding. Sorry. I'm thinking of the first one. The first one's when they get, like, rescued from the zoo and they don't want to. You know, they, like, escape the zoo because Marty wants to see the city. And then they're like, oh, they don't want to be enclosed. And so they ship them off.
Yeah.
And then they end up on the island. That's how they meet King Julian and all them.
And then the second one's with
when they go to Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's real because it's like, not dance, dance, fight.
Yeah, dude.
That's from that movie.
Little tsetse fly. Yeah. That movie's funny.
Dude, Madagascar's fucking funny.
It is really funny.
I've been telling Dayson and Donovan to rewatch the movie Robots. Do you guys remember? Ever heard of it? Rodney Copperbottom, familiar? Watch Robots. It's really funny. That's a great one.
This next one's from Kaylee. Basically, she says that she hated the ending of The Sopranos. A lot of people did. If you look it up, I thought something was wrong with my TV when I finished it. I looked it up. A lot of people thought that. I liked the ending.
Hate to say it.
This next one's from Cassie. She said, One Tree Hill, I don't care that they're 25 playing 17-year-olds with unrealistic issues for a teenager. I will love that show until the day I die. That's like a lot of people say, like, oh, Gossip Girl. One of the most beloved TV shows that I know of from that time is One Tree Hill.
Yeah. And
that show is utterly ridiculous.
And The OC, right?
The OC is, but The OC is bad. Like, when you watch it, like, One Tree Hill's good. Like, I've rewatched it and I've been considering, should I rewatch One Tree Hill?
Remember when Chad Michael Murray tried to take his 17-year-old prom date
or to prom?
Girlfriend to prom?
Uh huh. Yep. Everyone said
that happened when he was on One Tree.
Everyone said that he was hot. So then when I watched the show, I'm like, I mean, no, honestly, I thought he was hottest in
Cinderella Story.
No, Freaky Friday, when he had that fuck ass.
You're
bob.
Right. You're right. That I was thinking Freaky Friday. You're so real for that.
Like, I still thought he was attractive in Cinderella Story. But
no. You're so real
in
for
Freaky
that.
Friday.
When he had that greasy ass hair,
the little bob. Yeah,
that little bob, like that little like.
Yeah,
that would have been so funny.
like the Eric. Sit down,
yeah. Yeah.
But then I watched One Tree Hill. I'm like, no, his brother Nathan's way hotter than him. Why the fuck is no one talking about that guy?
Also, Freaky Friday, the fact that he's like works at the school.
I know. 19, works at the school. What's going on there?
Wants to fuck her mom. Hello?
What the hell?
What's going on there?
You guys, my mom just told us the other day that she just rewatched She's the Man, which is one of the funniest movies of all time.
Oh, man.
And the best line in there is when she goes, check out the booty on that blondie. So fucking funny.
She's like,
dude.
Am I right? Hilarious. No, so that's comedy.
Comedy.
That movie is so fucking
it
funny.
It is really funny. Okay.
She was so good in that movie.
Okay, this is from Jade. She said, The Vampire Diaries is possibly the worst thing to ever happen to teenage girls in our generation. And this is coming from someone who lives and breathes the Twilight series.
Are you saying that because you, like, just don't fuck with how they do the vampire shit, or you just don't like the show? It's unclear. This is what
tell.
I will say. I made Billy watch probably, like, half of season one.
Is that
one.
A show that you like because you think it's really good, or do you like it because it has good drama?
It's both. Honestly, it's both. Like, okay. The first season, it's a little hard to get through the first season. I will admit that. Mm-hmm. But when you go from 2 to 5, bro, the story gets crazy. And it, like, makes sense for the time. But after, like, 4... and on,
yeah,
it starts getting to the point where you're like, all right, like, you guys are just, you're dragging it now, kill everybody off or something, like, you're dragging it, you know what I mean? But I will say, the very first time I showed Billy, he watched like half of season one with me because I just wanted to rewatch it. He watched it, and you know, the very first episode, the very first time Stefan and Elena meet each other, and their little meet cute or whatever the fuck, he goes, that guy's supposed to be in high school,
yeah,
because he's like 32.
It's the same, like, at
Which
least in
fair.
Teen Wolf, they made Tyler Hoechlin be, like, he doesn't go to the high school. Like, that would have been weird.
Yeah, but even, like, the other kids don't look like they're in high school either.
They do, if you rewatch it from
well,
the beginning.
Well, I guess in season one they do.
Yeah.
I guess when they get older, they don't.
Wait, like, okay, I found another one we're going to end on. Sorry, guys.
Okay,
this one's from Sarah. She sent a bunch of hot takes. So,
okay.
The first one is, Clueless is gross. I don't mess with incest.
Yeah, that's real. To be fair, I haven't watched Clueless in forever, but I know she gets.
I watched it for the first time like 2 years ago, and I was kind of like, I mean, it's a good movie, but I didn't really get the hype.
I feel like there's better nostalgia movies.
The next one is, this is a spoiler for Modern Family, so if you haven't finished it, Haley Dunphy ending up with Dylan was stupid. It would have been more realistic if she ended up as a single mom.
That's so fucking real, and they never should have made her get pregnant. I feel like they just, like, it's such a, I feel like everyone's story's tied up nicely except hers.
Really?
Yeah, because she should have ended up with Andy, which is, like, you know, the bumper from Pitch Perfect. Like, it should have been him.
We should watch that movie today. That movie is so funny.
I rewatched Pitch Perfect recently. That movie's so funny.
The next one is Sharpay Evans was Justified in High School Musical.
Exactly. Yeah. If you and your twink twin brother had been running that fucking high school drama club, and then you have a geek and a fucking jock come, and they're embarrassed to be together, like, I'd be pissed too.
Mojo Jojo was Justified as well in Powerpuff Girls. I don't really know enough about his lore.
I mean, I don't really fuck with a monkey man trying to beat up little girls, so I plead the fifth on that one. I don't think so. I need to know the history. Wait, no, I think there's an episode with Mojo Jojo, and they give his backstory, and I think that's why.
Yeah, no, I remember. Okay,
maybe
that.
I think you might be right.
This next one is this one. I think is kind of it's written weird, but it says Rachel Berry, although selfish and annoying, and I hate her, was Justified.
I don't know about Justified, but like. She was the best. Like, she was one of the best.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say she's the best.
No. I'd say Mercedes was the best.
I would say the best description of her in that show is when they're auditioning for the solos, right? Or whatever.
Which time?
No. I know. I'm gonna explain. It's like when Jessie is helping out the Glee Club. And I remember she sings the song My Man from Funny Girl.
Okay.
And she sings. And, you know, she does that little, like, one tear. That's, like, her move. And then after, like, Kurt is crying when he watches her, and he goes, she may be difficult, but man, can she sing.
Yeah.
And he stands up and he's like, bravo, bravo. That's a good summary, I think, of her.
Yeah.
Because she carried. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
She was
sorry
good. To say.
Some of them were personality hires. That's okay. That's all right. Got to pack. You got to put butts in seats. I get it.
Yeah.
You need a certain number to get there. I get it.
Okay. And this last one is Tori Vega, although talented, did not have the creativity to survive at Hollywood Arts and was a bad person and friend in the show. I agree.
That's pretty real, yeah. She didn't hold a candle compared to everyone else at that school.
Mm-hmm.
Her sister... Wait, you said Tori Vega, right?
Yeah.
Okay, her sister...
I don't even know how she's
there. Nepo baby.
Yeah.
Has to be, right?
What was her name?
Trina. She was one of the funniest, though.
Yeah, she made me laugh a lot.
So maybe... She's a personality. Like comedy.
Yeah.
A personality hire. There you go. I think that's fun.
Yeah.
I think that's super fair. Yeah, she never would have made it. She doesn't have the chops.
No. I was like, everyone else is just so much better than her. Like, you can't make her the
Rachel. I don't know, though, because that Robbie guy has that fucking puppet. And I, you know what? If I saw that guy.
Oh, I just meant the other girls.
Oh, the girls. Yeah, she was in last place. But, like, Robbie, if I saw him, I'd be like, yeah, you guys are letting me in the fucking school.
What's the funniest episode of that show?
The one where they go to Sykowitz's house.
In their disguises?
Yeah, they have to stay in character or else they get banned.
Dude.
That episode is so funny, and I rewatched it recently. I was laughing like it was the first time I saw it.
That's me when I watch, like, That's a Raven episodes on TikTok.
Oh, wait, no. I take that back. That is one of the funniest episodes, and it's tied with the one where they get locked in the RV.
Yeah, we were just talking about that one. Yeah,
that one's also when she's like, everyone gets one tongue dunk because they only have enough to fill the gap.
So gross.
That show's fucking funny. I showed Billy that show and he was like, this show's really funny. And I was like, I know, right? Like, but he didn't feel that way about That's So Raven, and I find that to be blasphemous.
You know what show is funnier than all, well, I don't know if it's funnier than all three of them, but iCarly.
iCarly is so funny too, but That's So Raven, like,
I know.
The episode where she hangs out with that stinky guy. Ben. Whatever his name is, what is his name? Ben Sturkey, but they called him Ben Stinky.
Yeah.
Dog.
When she hits him in the dunk tank and it starts scrubbing him.
She's putting, she goes, okay, I'm just going to say, you stink. And then he's like, what? And he goes, oh, my mom does. But like, and she goes, and you don't want to listen to her? No, when she brings him to the house.
Yeah.
And like Corey has the scuba goggles on. And he goes, that's pretty cool. You're going scooping. He's, no, I'm trying to survive. And he just like walks out. Dude. Holy shit.
So fucking funny.
She is so good in that show.
Okay. Well, that's it for this week's episode of Two Idiot Girls.
Ish.
If you enjoyed it, you can listen to other episodes. Ever, you can listen to podcasts. And the video version is always on our YouTube channel.
Don't forget, we have a Patreon.
And we will be posting a special video this week, behind the scenes type stuff. So you might want to check it out.
Yeah. But you might wanna.
What?
I said you might wanna.
Might wanna.
Who knows?
Sorry to say.
But
other than that, we love you and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.